right here, right now, every day. CIUT 89.5, the sound of your city.
And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Phil Condon is here. How are you doing,
Phil? Good afternoon, Phil.
And today we're going to be speaking about the crisis in Ukraine. There are many flashpoints in the world, but probably one of the most dangerous is that of Ukraine. We have a billionaire president, and they have a billionaire president, a chocolate man, chocolate king, or whatever he's called. And there is a serious dispute involving Russia. That's all you need to know to realize, yes, there's a crisis. And we spoke to Stephen Lenman, and that'll be coming up in the show. And we're going to be speaking shortly with, we hope, with Rick Sterling of Syria Solidarity Group. And he's concerned that this group called the White Helmets might be given an Oscar. And I would give them one for acting. I think that, and then he's going to cover that for us. And at the tag end of the show, the latter part, we will be talking about the shooting at the Quebec mosque and maybe some of the latest news about that with Robin Philpott, who is based in Quebec as a publisher, knows wherever he speaks, as we like to say. I think we're joined now by Rick Sterling. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, I am. Hi, Phil.
How you doing? I'm really glad to be talking to you. You have, because you've taken on an issue which I thought was disposed of. Maybe because I read Rick Sterling and Vanessa Bailey and others, but, you know, also it's gotten to be a broader recognition that there's something, put it this way, fishy about the White Helmets.
Yes.
Somebody has nominated them to get an Oscar.
That is correct. Yes.
If I make a film, do I get somebody nominates me? How do you get nominated like that?
Well, it helps if you've got a multi-million-dollar marketing campaign promoting your movie. That helps. It helps a heck of a lot.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, it's one of the five finalists to win the Best Short Documentary for 2016. And that's going to be the Academy Awards is taking place in a couple of weeks, February 26. Mm-hmm. And we have a campaign going right now online at Roots Action to not give them an Oscar. And we're trying to basically expose the reality of the White Helmets, both the movie and the organization.
Yeah. By the way, you're in a heavy competition. A very well-connected actor who seems to show up in North Africa and the Middle East, George Clooney. He's hinting that he might make a film about them.
Right. I thought he was going to give up on that, but the latest news is he's still planning to proceed with they're thinking of a feature-length film about the White Helmets. At least they're not going to pretend that one's. Well, they'll probably say it's based on true events, but it's going to be shot. Yeah, it'll be shot it's not going to be filmed in Aleppo or somewhere in North Syria. But, mm-hmm. I call him Clueless George because he's either he's clueless or he's a lot more devious than we would think.
Well, he sponsored the government of South Sudan. A lot of people say, George, why don't you just look after the mess that you helped create?
Yeah, exactly.
The place has been shot up. Billy Graham's son is deeply involved, a man who hates Muslims, by the way, and is proud of it. But Clooney, Hollywood is really seem to be connected at the hip with the U.S. foreign policy. To run down some about this, one of the words you use at the beginning of your petition, I urge everybody, please read this, get this petition. It's called Don't Give an Oscar to the White Helmets. And under your list of why this is an important issue, you say that, you call it an infomercial.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We state in the petition there that some of the scenes in the documentary. Well, we say, number one, the filmmakers never set foot in Syria, and they acknowledge that. So they received this film from so-called White Helmet people inside Syria, and we state in the petition that it looks like some of the scenes are staged. And I think that's putting it conservatively. to be honest. It's fairly apparent that many of the scenes that are shown in the movie were staged.
And you also point out that, you know, there's been a little bit of an evolution of the story since they first came on the scene. They were involved with this idea that Aleppo was falling, and they were the main voice people were hearing about, you know, the crisis, the go-to individuals that people were seeing, like on CNN, and major broadcasters were the White House White Helmets representative. White House, I think I almost, that was a Freudian slip. it's now, but now Aleppo has actually been liberated by the Syrian army, and the people who were clearly terrorists have been put on buses the humane way and removed. And the population has been interviewed, and they've had some things to say about these White Helmets.
Yeah, exactly. So 90% of the civilians, it was the numbers in the terrorist-controlled part of Aleppo was vastly less than was being reported. It wasn't 300,000. It was more like 120,000. And that population, 90%, rushed into the areas controlled by the government. And so a relatively small number, 10 or 15,000, went with the terrorists or the opposition groups. They were taken by bus, by government-supplied buses, to Idlib, which is still controlled by the terrorist groups, primarily Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria.
And the White Helmets were quite happy to go along with it.
Well, they did. They left their piles of white helmets and just evaporated into the mix there. So that's how proud they were of their position. And then it turned out that the White Helmet offices and their buildings within East Aleppo were right alongside the building in the centers of Jabhat al-Nusra, the Al-Qaeda group. So that's how closely they work together.
Yeah, and apparently no fear of having their throats cut or anybody being unhappy with their religious affiliation.
Of course. Well, and as you point out, Phil, it's a good point that CNN and other major mainstream media during that period in December, they were basically broadcasting the voice of so-called white helmet individuals as if these were independent journalists or objective reporters, and very, very far from the truth. And it was exposed in a number of cases that they were contradicting themselves left and right.
Yeah.
Two of the last Western journalists who spent time in East Aleppo were James Foley and Stephen Sotloff in the fall of 2012, just shortly after the terrorists invaded from outside and took control of regions. And we know what happened to Sotloff and Foley. They were both of them were murdered by ISIS. One was actually sold as merchandise from Nusra to ISIS.
Yeah, and yet our friends here could appear on CNN and say, "Somebody, please, Washington, intervene."
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, Aleppo wasn't falling. Aleppo was actually being liberated, and the proof is that the civilians all rushed into the government-controlled area.
Yeah. We're speaking to Rick Sterling. The petition is titled "Don't Give an Oscar to the White Helmets," and it is just so shocking. I notice the way they're manipulating. Now they've made the White Helmet potential recipient a victim of Trump because they say, well, now they can't get in the country. So that's going to create a groundswell. Not only you got to let them in, and we got to give them that Oscar. Because, you know,
exactly.
You have to kind of have that feeling, don't you?
Crocodile tears. And the supreme irony here, Phil, is that a lot of the White Helmets really are terrorists. I mean, they are allied with, affiliate with Al-Qaeda, Jabhat al-Nusra. And some of them, you know, one day they're jihadi terrorists, and the next day they've got a white helmet on.
Yeah, and
this is the supreme irony. Many of these people really are terrorists.
Yeah, and certainly the Western media has helped them because not only are they terrorists, but they have – stolen the clean name of a clean organization, the Syrian Civil Defense Organization.
Exactly. This is the supreme irony. This organization does deserve an award. They deserve an award for marketing and war propaganda, because it was created in 2013, and it was a serious contender to win a Nobel Peace Prize the last time around. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yes.
2.5 years, they're being seriously considered for a Nobel Peace Prize, and The Guardian out of London was singing their praises.
Yeah.
So the propaganda and the marketing, the media, the manipulation of the public is massive on this.
Yeah, and the failing of people who – we have whole classes of people who regard themselves as educated and naturally skeptical – who simply just fell for it. I mean, this is galling.
It is.
I mean, for the first thing, you mentioned money off the top. You know, they seem to have a ton of it. And then, but tell us too, I mean, anybody looks it up will know that they were founded by a contractor from England. Could you tell us who that is?
Yeah, James Lemessurier. In 2013, he had been a private contractor for years, and they cooked up this scheme to do this. You know, basically, it's a media manipulation, and so they basically paid to have some Syrians come out of Syria in the rebel controlled areas and go through some training in 2013, mm-hmm. and then in 2014 another big contract was signed with a group in Brooklyn, New York, called the Syria Campaign, run by an Irish American woman who's never set foot in Syria. Mm-hmm. And they changed the name from Syria Civil Defense to the White Helmets, which was a brilliant, you know, a stroke of genius.
Yes.
Well, they actually stole that name as well, because there's an authentic organization called Cascos Blancos, which is Spanish for White Helmets, which is an Argentinian relief and rescue organization that's existed for decades. Mm. So they stole the name Syria Civil Defense from the legitimate Syria organization that was begun in the 1950s. They stole the name White Helmets from the Argentinian organization that was begun decades ago. Mm-hmm. And because they've got so much money, tens of millions of dollars, being pumped into videos, into social media campaigns, Twitter, you know, Facebook, you know, all of it going full tilt. And then this movie is the same thing.
Yeah.
The movie is part of this public manipulation, and it's part of basically the marketing of the war on Syria.
Yeah. Well, I guess you would agree they probably should get an award for best actor.
the acting is not bad in
a sitcom,
actually.
I guess.
Exactly. The problem is it's just massive deception,
yeah.
And it really needs to be exposed, not promoted.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we need to come down hard on James on George Clooney and mm-hmm. the whole crowd. Nicholas yeah. Kristof's been singing their praises for years now.
Yeah.
And they all do it, coupling it with the need for the U.S. to do something, quote-unquote, in Syria, which means basically a direct intervention and overthrow the government and leave chaos just like they did in Libya.
Yeah.
Really bad idea.
A very bad idea. Well, it's people should go to rootsaction.com.
If they search on the name that you gave earlier, that's the best way. If people
yeah.
search on that and really appreciate it, the petition's only been up for I think 5 days now, and we're at 600 people have signed on. It'd be really nice if we could make it to 1,000, and we're going to submit it very soon, because the voting is going to be taking place starting next week. So.
Yeah.
It's great that you're covering this, Phil. Appreciate it.
Well, you have our vote. And Rick Sterling, thank you very, very much. Look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Okay, that's great, Phil. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And we have our interview with Stephen Landman. We might have a taste of Bob Dylan, actually, before. Thank you.